I'm here with Danny Merguei in Wellpaper, where empowerment, sustainability, eco-friendly, recycling, decision-making are the words of the day. So, Danny, tell us something about this project.
Okay, about the project, you wanted first that I will tell about myself a little bit. I'm normally grew up in Israel. I'm born in Morocco. My education is in audit and accounting. I'm a chartered accountant. Before I came to Oroville. I was working in Tel Aviv and in New York in this field. And I arrived with my family in 2004, before the tsunami. My wife is Oli, she's a big part of this project, that we build all this project together. She's not here now, but I will give the information. We came with our three children here. After our term in New York, and we want to try a little bit something to travel and to see what is Oroville. And then the tsunami happened and we stay. And it's already 10 years that we are here and we enjoy very much Oroville. Oli, my wife, is a social worker, so this is also a big part of the project that I'm going to talk. I'm basically come from the finance, accounting world, and she's coming from the social work. But both of us did the same things in our past in our life. Oli, she was also treating through handicraft, through recycling. So Oli and me, since we are a couple, young couple, we always liked waste and we always did all our home. We never bought furniture. We always collected things from others, from the street, renovated. And this is something that, it's, let's say, it's our hobby since we are young. Or maybe it's our life also.
Yeah, this project about Wellpaper involves your decision and your project and your mind, and involves also a lot of persons that work here. Can you tell us a little bit how it works?
Yes. So Well, the name is Well. Wellpaper came later because of the website, but the real name is Well, which means women empowered through local livelihood. And basically I will explain these words, and this is what we are doing. So women, it's maybe simple to explain, but it's this is our target group. It's the reason it's women, because it was a tsunami project as a rehabilitation. So we thought that many men lost their life and they need more livelihood. So we wanted to develop an enterprise which can create livelihood for the women which are affected by the tsunami. Of course, there are a lot of social problems that we address through the women, because they are unprivileged gender, and there are some other society problems related to women that I will not elaborate it, but this is the reason this is our target group, to address this social problem. And then there is, after women, it's been empowerment. Empowerment, this is our major work, and we manifest it in few ways. First, when we take a group of women, we train them for 6 months. A normal training is 1 to 2 months to teach, to make handicraft, to give skills. But in this training, we give 80% of the time for empowerment, which is a lot of education. Education to related to enterprise development, education related to personal development, to group development. Very general education like English, hygiene, relationship with children. So we put a lot of energy and effort and mind on the part of the empowerment. This is actually our main vision. So empowerment is coming through the enterprise development of making a group of 6 month training, and more important, that the empower never ended. A lot of projects are coming for 2 months, 3 months, they do a project, they go. But we believe in follow-up. We believe that the part of the success and the continuity is the follow-up. So we continue with the follow-up of the women through first empowerment, which means that we, Wellpaper team, continue to make its best to bring this kind of education. We have every month somebody come and give them lecture. We have people that do with them yoga. We still have once a week English class. Whatever we can manage, of course, with the limited sources that we have. We are lucky that a big source in Oroville that are many volunteers are coming, and they do work with the women, like communication through dancing, laughter yoga, a long list of things that coming through in-kind economy, let's call it. So in our mind is always how to empower the women. And the next word also will explain a lot is local. Local mean two major meaning, but it has many other meaning. The one very technical meaning. There is a big problem in the world for today for women, which they need to migrate to far places in order to get income. And this you can see in Europe, that some mothers that have children don't see their children for 10 years just to get money and come back to their country. So we believe that the livelihood, the work should be close to their home. So this is one social problem we want to address. But the bigger thing is, it's for us as people that running project, is for us a state of mind to understand that we are guests here. This is Tamil Nadu. We are coming from different country, from different culture. It's always we remind ourselves that we are guests and we need to respect the local culture. So the relationship with us, with all the people, is the relationship of mutual respect. We respect them, they respect us. We respect the differences. We know that they see their life different and we see the life different. So this is the major thing in local. Livelihood, this word represent all what we do about social enterprise development. We believe that the best way to create livelihood which is sustainable and for a long time, it should be a social enterprise development. To develop this, we use the platform that existing already 30 years in India and in the third world, and not only what is called self-help group. If you heard also about Dr. Muhammad Yunus that got a Nobel Prize, so he's also talking about this idea of social enterprise, which in very short term it means that when you develop an enterprise, you don't looking only how you make profit or how you make more revenue. You're looking on many, many, many other elements and aspects. And we're taking the platform of self-help group, which believe this is a bonding group, people that work can work together and can produce good and can have good performance. This is in short what is well paper and what is meaning well. And there are many, many other things that we can get into details which related to the socioeconomic situation of the women. We can get to product development. We can talk about all the ecological elements, which materials, what product we do.
Yes, I would like to ask
you. If you want to ask a question on the way, I will be happy.
Yes, I would like to ask you, in your opinion, the daily life of these women mainly, how have it changed effectively?
Okay, yes, it's a most interesting question. And we are doing surveys from time to time to understand. You know, it's a very personal judgment. And some people think that their progress is through money and some people through love. So we do interviews. We have social worker volunteers or students that come to do internship here. So we do every 3-4 years an interview. And I can share with you all these surveys that we do with the women. But we can see from the outside many progress with the education of the children, with the way of communication. They always express their happiness here. They are not earning good money here. And they are still coming for 9 years. So for me, personally, it's a good indicator. So of course, a lot of discussion about it, to see their face, to see their body language, and to have my own judgment about how they feel and they continue. For me, the biggest progress that I can be proud about it today, that these women, that most of them are illiterate, and when they started in Wellpaper, they were never out of the village. Even into Pondicherry, we are the first time to take them. Today, they are teachers. They are teaching in Hyderabad, in Bangalore, in Chennai. They take train by themselves alone without us and going to teach not only skills of how to do handicraft from waste, but also enterprise development. It means how we work as a group, how we bond, and of course all the challenges which are not easy in enterprise development.
Yes, the question of recycling materials, how do you think this is important in India and particularly here in Tamil Nadu, with all the garbage that we see around and people throwing things that can be useful? How do you interrelate with that, and how do you try to solve or minimize this problem?
Okay. First, I must say something which is important for me. The problem of waste is a global problem. And actually, in India, is the smallest problem in the world. What we see in the street is not the truth. Just for the statistics, a person from America produces 7 times more waste than Indians. And more than this, 20% of the waste in India is used by poor people, which are collecting it and find for them to use it. So this is the reality that we don't see, but this is the truth. But we really believe that to taking care of waste is very important. There are many, many, many elements. Of course, with the culture, it's a big, big topic. First, there is this caste and socioeconomic background that only the really, really low people, they are the one that collect waste, or they are the one to clean up toilet. So we are breaking this stigma. For example, in here, all the women are cleaning the toilets. There is no one woman that she's from certain caste to clean the toilet. Now we are in a situation that the neighbors, the friends, the family are coming here and give to the women their waste, like carton boxes, styrofoams, things that the bottles that they see to recycle. So it's already a big impact for us. If the local people already understand and are not shy to come with this and proud to bring the waste here, so this is a part of which is very, very important. And because it's a social enterprise development and it's an awareness program, so when the people see that we can do products from waste, for the women themselves, it's also empower them from inside. They see how you can make money from something that looks very low or very waste.
Yes, you talk about sustainability in your opinion, and I see by your face, our listeners can't see, but your face is a happy face. So I see by your face that sustainability is a must here in our project, and you believe that this will go for 100 years.
Sure, sure. From economy point of view, I think this is the right economy, which is a sustainable business is a big word because it's really contain a lot, and sustainability is now tended to many interpretation. People see only the ecological side and some people see only the global world. There are a lot of elements. But of course, just to put it in the other side, the non-material approach and the non-for-profit approach is more close because you are giving attention to other things, which is can be sustainable. All this development of self-help group and enterprise development has a lot of elements, and we have a lot of experience now, and I can say that we are developing a model. And now, as I told you, we're starting to teach other people the model in India and maybe more how to do this model. So through our experience, I want to share a few experiences. For example, the group diversity. When you choose the women, which women will be in the project, of course there is a lot of process of selection, which the biggest part is that the women agree to take the commitment and the challenge. Yes, because they know that maybe they will have no income. If you don't sell a product, you don't have an income. In contrary to all the other government schemes, they promise you a labor salary for a few days, but they don't promise you success, but they also promise you that you will get this minimum wage. In Wellpaper, they need to understand, which is also a big, big, big social change, especially for this gender, which is very compressed by the other genders. So what we learned, the first group that we did, it was funded by the Tsunami Money, just the training. Because we were new, only my wife and me, and we didn't know much communication, and we didn't know, we said, please give us beneficiary which are coming from different background. We want at least 3 women that can read and write, that we can communicate. So what happens, it's a very nice that we get a diverse group. It's 3 women were studying until 10 grades, and 3 women were totally illiterate, coming from the forest village and the poorest village or from poorest family, and some middle. This group was very successful, is still now very successful. The second group, for example, which is a test case for us, we were forced by the funding agency to take only the poor of the poorest, because they collect money only for the poor of the poorest. So if we have some educated people, they cannot enjoy these funds. So we were forced to do a group which is totally homogeneous. All of them are so from the same village, and now I know more and more and more are from the same street, and a lot of them are relatives. This was a big challenge, this group. When it's homogenic, they cannot do peer review. They cannot say to each other, "Oh, it's not good what you do," because most of the work is on peer. That they need to check each other. The quality is by checking each other. So they need to be enough strong to tell to each other, "Oh, your product is not so good. It will be rejected. We are not earning money from that." Things like this. So when they are close, when they are relative, they cannot do it. So it created a lot of problems. So this is one thing that we really insist when we train new groups, that it will be diverse, which is totally contrary to the government scheme. The government wants that the self-help group will be all from the same village. So years we are discussing with them that this rule doesn't make sense. And if you really want to do social enterprise, this rule has to be changed very, very strongly. And I don't know when it comes. You know what is governments. There is one ministry that wants to do enterprise development, one ministry that wants to give subsidy, and they are contradicting each other. And the communication is not so there. So the socio-economic background and the diversity and the combination, for me, it's a key success for enterprise development. The purpose when they finish the 6 months training that they will be independent. So they are becoming a separate entity, which is a profit-sharing organization. And from that on, no one gets salary. They never get salary. We continue with all the empowerment follow-up that we told you. But since then, we are just buying from them the product with high-quality products. On the first years, we didn't even bought the rejected product. Just high quality. So and there is no relations of employer-employee. What even the mother of Oroville talk about it a lot, that we need to try to create in Oroville kind of businesses. I don't know, business has a negative connotation, not for me, but I know when the people are listening, they think that people are in commerce that are not straight. But for me, it's a very straightforward work. So to eliminate as much as possible the employer-employee relationship. Then they are totally independent. We don't know about their attendance, when they come, they go. We don't know how much they work, who is work better. We know that in the end of the month how much product we bought from them. We give them the money for that. Even all the raw material, they pay for that. We help them sourcing the newspaper. I will show you the raw material. We help them, but they pay exactly, so there is price for everything. Also for all now what we are developing, the school, we call it WellShare, the school that they are going to teach. So also they have the money that they get for it, and they do the program, we consult with them. In the normal business work, it can sound like subcontractors. It's true and not true, because the relationship and all the other things around, it's not true. Subcontractor, usually it's just on the production level. Here it's much, much more. Our relation is much bigger. Through the empowerment, we bring them a lot of elements to help them. Even now, after this interview, I'm going to visit one of the women, which we have a lot of experience with, that she just lost her husband. A lot of them suffer from domestic violence. A lot of them suffer from a lot of problem. All the duties that they add to them in wallpaper didn't eliminate any duty at home. It means they need to work double in order, but they are happy. In this day, if you'll ask the women, they said, now we have a bigger problem. Here we feel so independent, so strong, so happy. When we go home, we need to be small suddenly. We cannot speak, few of them, we cannot speak independently. So also with this, we have challenges. So it's a never-ending work. I don't see when this work will end.
This is a project which is replicable. It can be repeated in other place in India or in the world.
Yeah, sure. This is the reason I told you we are developing a model. The model is there. This is the reason we are starting to teach, and we hope to replicate. Now we are already in negotiation with a big NGO which called Hand by Hand, and this week I need to send him a proposal of how we can replicate this model of social enterprise in their NGO. They have about 1,500 self-help group that slowly they want to make them also enterprise development. It's something that it's very much developing in India, not only in India, but sure. I hope it will be taken, at least part of the model will work in other places. Of course, when I say we do enterprise development, it immediately means that we want to generate income. And we want to sustain all the activity or most of the activity through this income. We don't say that we don't get donation for specific project. If somebody, for example, we just need a fundraising for bicycle for the women, so we do it. It's not against the sustainability, but we try that the money that we do from sales of products or now from sales of training will be enough to sustain us. The way that we do it, because we want to keep them working all the time, we give them services. So it's services in different fields. First is marketing, which is the biggest challenge. Marketing is in all enterprise, this is the biggest work, because this is the sales, this is the income. So we give them marketing services. Also, they do some sales by themselves. Any opportunity we can give them, the independence that they will sell by themselves, we give them. For example, there is some government's bazaars and market from sometimes, and they want from handicraft from there. So they go, they take their rejected product, they sell, and they get all the money. But it's really happening once in a while. It's a big bureaucracy until we get it, and they need to achieve it. Now we went to a bazaar in Chennai, so we took the women also to sell with us and to be there and to present, and also they did workshops. So we, they are a little bit involved, but we do the big marketing services. And also, as Roland said, we promise them that we every order that we make from them, we'll buy from them. So we do our forecast which product we can sell. We already have order from some customers. Accordingly, we give them the order. So it's a normal way of running a business. But we are taking the risk of the stock. It means I keep all the stock that I already purchased. You can go to the storeroom, you can see it's a lot of stock. And this is my problem now to sell this. And I'm still happy. In fact, the project is happening. So I cannot complain and say that somebody, anybody blocked me. So I'm doing it. In the other hand, I think many people know there are a lot of administration problem in Oroville, bureaucracy problem in Oroville. I can say that basically Oroville didn't help me with this project. Even when I asked for loan to complete this building, so I confronted a lot of administration and negative reaction. I think, I hope I'm wrong, that many people that are sitting in the, let's say, this financial groups, they see it as a commercial unit, and they don't see all the social and other part of it. Because we are categorized as a social, because we need to sell, we are categorized as a business, as a commercial unit. When you are categorized as a commercial unit, they think that you are for-profit mind, which is not the truth, unfortunately. But I don't want to change it. It's their problem. Their mind is their problem. I'm not against, but this problem availed. There is no disunderstanding of what is really social enterprise development. And for me, all the fact that services and commercial are separated in Oroville, it's a big mistake. It doesn't go with the idea of unity. For me, there is no differences. I'm doing a service. What am I doing? What is the difference? I still need to go to the computer and answer emails. I need to take care of the administration work. What is the difference? So different vision. We have different vision. It's okay that each one have a different vision. So this part of understanding that we are not commercial and not to be in this attitude of commercial is very missing for me in Oroville. But in the other hand, there is a lot of independency here. So really all this is balancing me very well because I cannot complain and I'm doing. I could do better, maybe not. This is the reason I have no answer. I really don't know why the people perceive like this. I don't think that all the people are like this. I really think because of our governance in Oroville now has a big default which need to be fixed. We have problem with the mandates, we have problem with the group. There is a lot of organizational problem. People are working individually, but this is part of the development of Oroville maybe. I don't know. I really cannot judge it. I really cannot judge it. It's make my life, my practical life, more difficult. This is true. And I waste a lot of time on administration, which I would prefer to put my time on other things and not to deal with bureaucracy. But the problem is not only in Oroville. Oroville is a reflection of the world. And the segregation between commercial and service is not Oroville invented it. It's all the tax system in the world are working like this. Also, when we talked before about for-profit and sustainability, there is what it called gift economy. People make the gift economy. In gift economy, if you deal with gift economy, so you work on donation. So the people that give money to you, they will give you money donation, and you are not allowed, for example, to do enterprise development. You are not allowed to sell products. When you use the money for develop and teach people, you are not allowed that the money that teach the people will make other money for sales of product, because this is donation. This is gift from somebody. I don't know who is the gifter, because in the end you will get to the corporates and to the central bank if you go through all the chains. It's all the same. And in enterprise development, you cannot get donation like this. It's not a gift economy. It's kind of a business, but still it has this non-for-profit and social development idea. So it's all over the world, this contradiction between what is charity from one side and what is development. So I'm on the development sector, not on the charity. But we can combine them. I'm not ashamed to ask help, really, and I'm not ashamed to share what kind of help I need. In practical ways, I don't know to give it priority. If I say it's the first, is the most important. It's just the way it comes to my mind. Of course, as much as possible to make promotion and to spread the word and to tell about the project in social network and any kind of advertising is very, very important and needed. It's all what's related to communication. And of course, this is related also to marketing. I need a lot of help in marketing. It's a lot of work of all what's related to photo shooting and updating on the website. And even this technical work, it's a help that I always need. And everyone that come and have some office skill, I will always have work for him to do on Photoshop or all the other programs that can also for designers and things like this. This is a help that I need. I also need, now I'm starting, I already started, I did already a movie for fundraising for the building. This building, most of the money was donated by the German government, but since the euro went down, since the proposal and since I built very dramatically, so I was not able to finish the building. We have big problem in the winter, in the rainy season now, that the water. We want to have an open building. It's very important for the spirit, because they are all coming from a workshop in the village which had no window and very small. And here we want to, it's an open approach also in the discussion of that. So I need to build overhangs that it will stay open, but the rain and the sun will not come in. So fundraising for the building, it's something that I need help. If I need to give all my wish list is long. I really need also help is human resource. This is also a challenge in Oroville. The human resource in Oroville is very, very limited. I'm talking also the professional human resource. Just now, after almost 10 years, I found somebody that he can do for me a real marketing. I was doing all the time marketing myself, but I'm not a marketing person at all. Okay, we made succeed, but I don't know. And now I have, so I see what is a real professional work, which I didn't know before, so... So professional worker and to enlarge the team and to elaborate, I need publication mainly. And and if Oroville, and I need some more understanding from Oroville, really, in a way that not to look at, not me, a Danny personally, at Well is an independent project. I do really, I'm happy with myself, and this is part also of my happiness. But Oroville should be proud about project that they have like this, and don't see it a commercial. They need to see that Oroville is not commercial, and we really want to develop this kind, not only, I believe in diversity, but this kind of social projects.
Thank you.